A popular senator and local mayor from the North Moravian city of Ostrava is fighting accusations of racism following the release on Tuesday of a recording of a local housing committee meeting. Senator Liana Janáčková is apparently heard making derogatory and threatening remarks about Romanists in her ward, remarks which she says have been taken out of context. Rob Cameron has the details.
Liana Janáčková is no stranger to controversy. In 1997, as hundreds of Ostrava Romanis began emigrating to Canada, she offered to pay for their plane tickets on condition they gave up their right to council housing. Now she's back in the news thanks to a secret recording of a meeting with local residents about a controversial Romani settlement called Bedřiška.
I'll tell you this, I don't agree with any kind of integration. Unfortunately, I'm a racist. I don't believe in integrating gypsies so that they'd be living throughout the district. Unfortunately, we chose Bedřiška, so that's where they'll be, surrounded by a high fence, an electric fence, if you like, and I'll happily shout that out to the whole world.
At first, Senator Janáčková, who is not a member of any political party, denied outright making the remarks. She later admitted at least some of the words on the 42-minute recording could have been hers, but explained to Czech television that she was posing rhetorical questions during what was a heated debate.
I never said seriously that I'm a racist. And if I did use such words, well, it was more like, so what am I supposed to do with them? Round them up and stick them behind a high fence?
The recording also contains what sounds like Mrs. Janáčková saying one alternative to the housing problem would be to blow the Romanis up with dynamite. A man identified as her deputy is then heard asking whether someone would give him permission to shoot them. The recording is almost a year old and only came to the attention of the media thanks to Radomir Mikniak, Mrs. Janáčková's predecessor as mayor of Ostrava's Marianské Hory and Hulváky district. She says her rival has deliberately released the material in a bid to discredit her. But for Ostrava community worker Kumar Vishwanathan, local political feuds are irrelevant.
We are still just one generation away from the horrors of the 30s, of the 40s. So we are living in the shadow of a very dangerous historical experience. And if a responsible, respected senator and the mayor of a town says these things, even if it was a joke, I think the person should bear responsibility for these words. It just strengthens the climate, a kind of feeling of what is possible in this part of the world still.
Mrs. Janáčková is a prominent member of the Senate's Human Rights Committee. On Tuesday, Mr. Vishwanathan submitted the recording to the chairman of the committee, demanding an explanation. But according to the latest reports in the Czech media, the committee has voted not to investigate the affair.